Jamie Lannister on the drums.
You're cracking me up today. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. I find you very funny today.
Okay. I like that we played a Martin Luther King clip outside of February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then had like this U2 sound alike go on behind
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The streets have known. That's what it sounds like.
Today's the anniversary of?
Yeah, today's the anniversary of
August 28th. There you go.
Look at Bart.
Or how does he do it?
Thought into it.
Do you know how he does it? I don't know how he does it.
No one knows how Bart does it.
How do you do it? Good for you.
God bless Bart. Thank you. Okay, so could you imagine if Bart gets famous as DJ Bart?
DJ
and
Bart.
Then he starts spinning records and stuff.
And then
he makes more money than any of us.
And then he sues someone for not honoring the remainder of his $300,000 contract. I can't fucking get over that story.
You're crazy.
Well, in my past journeys, my past travels, I was a DJ.
Oh, is
I
that
was,
right?
Yeah, I
of
was.
Of course he was.
Yeah, of course.
What was your DJ name?
Bart.
Or Kyle.
That's a good one.
That's what makes Bart. Okay. What was your DJ name? Bart Kyle.
It's a good name. Makes sense. How'd you come up with it?
I looked it up on my birth certificate. Long form.
That's funny. Okay. So, all right. This was the weekend where I go and do the draft. Actually, we normally do it Labor Day. We did it the weekend before. Turns out they named Saturday. This is fun. Speaking of historic days, something like National Fantasy Football Day. Like that's like a real thing that has now happened. On Sunday, so we got together with the guys on Friday. We went and had a steak dinner. Football, America, right? Oh, the restaurant we went to in New Jersey had this thing that like, it's now catching on, which is, you're not gonna be surprised, it's like my new favorite thing in the world is appetizers of steak restaurants of thick bacon.
Thick bacon.
Yeah.
Wait, like.
Yes, right? Yes, it's called America.
Okay? That's it?
How
just like thick cuts of bacon?
Yeah, it's like a thick cut of bacon. Some places chop it up, others don't. And it's so juicy, it's so good. Like I could walk out, I'd be like, eat the bacon, I'm done. In fact, I've done that in the past.
Mm-hmm. Is it just
steak?
Pork belly?
Yeah,
like, kind of.
Yeah. I get it. I went to a place, it was thick bacon bits. So it was like more like, you know, dice size, rolling dice size of bacon. And it's soft and there's some, was yours crispy? What's the deal? How?
Not too crispy, yeah, a little, but no, it's mainly soft and delicious and juicy.
Good for you.
Yes.
You guys,
what else do you get on your, what kind of steak do you get? How do you get it done?
No, I like mine really well done with ketchup. You want to hear about un-American, okay? He doesn't understand the Constitution. This is steak well done with ketchup. No, seriously. I'm an American. I get it medium rare.
Yeah.
Normally I get New York strip, but this time we ordered too many appetizers. So three of us shared a two-person steak with the T-bone in it, right?
I make the best steak.
Wrong.
No, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, there's so many restaurants that make better steaks than
you.
What
do you do? How do you make a good steak?
Like, taste untasted. I can tell you, like sight unseen. Okay, I've never tasted your steak.
No.
There's no way you do.
What do you do?
I only use butter.
Okay, so far so good.
Okay, and you gotta sear it, man. You gotta have it seared. And the only way to sear it properly is if you use a good cast iron skillet.
Yeah. You don't do the reverse sear?
And what is that?
The reverse sear is you make it a low temperature in your oven and you slowly raise the temperature of it, like, you know, to like 95 degrees.
Hmm.
And then you put that char on it. And it basically it makes it so you don't have to let it sit as long because it kind of it is not as shocking to the steak to put it on that hot.
Uh-huh.
And it's a more even cook. I don't like to do it.
That sounds too complicated.
It's all the rage right now.
Butter, cast iron skillet, good cut of meat. And those are the most important things.
That's a good point. Here's a simpler way.
Uh-huh.
Restaurant.
But okay. It's so overpriced at restaurants. Like, I got to be
that's
honest.
True. That's
so there's this place called Musso and Frank.
Yeah.
It's one of the oldest restaurants in
My
Hollywood.
My mom used to go there, like, in high school.
It's very good, right? But I feel like when I make filet, it tastes just as good, if not better, than their filet.
No, I'm not trying.
You're right. I don't.
And I'm not going to spend like $150 on my meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's the, of course, the best point, and that's very well taken. But and I don't. I got no interest in throwing Musso or Frank under the bus. But I do hear you that half the steak restaurants you go to, you're like, that's what we paid $150 for. Like,
they make a good steak. Don't get me wrong. I just think that mine can be just as good, if not better.
The Arthur J. Manhattan Beach. Mm-hmm. The Arthur J is one of the best steaks you could hope for.
Really?
It's so good. And then their mashed potatoes are called half and half mashed potatoes. Ooh. Or equal parts mashed potatoes or something. It's like the same, it goes equal parts potatoes, butter, and cream.
Wow. And
oh, wow. That's a lot of butter and cream.
And it's
what? All of a sudden, Arthur J, hashtag America.
How do they get it to not be runny, though?
Magic, I think.
Wow.
And then that's the one.
They use their Grand Maester.
And it's like a throwback to like 1970s, like Dean Martin Rat Pack era, or 60s and 70s era, like a Palm Springs restaurant. It's very strange, but the guy's dad was the Arthur J, and it's so good.
But let me ask potentially the most absurd question in TYT history, which can't be true because we've had many, many absurd questions. But what is more American?
Good.
Drinking a martini while having a steak, drinking a beer while having a steak, or drinking wine while having a steak?
Yeah.
It's more American.
I'm just going to say martini because I fucking love martinis. Martinis are so good.
Yeah, it's the martini.
How can anyone order anything other than a martini?
we're all agreed, martini first, beer second, wine third?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's really tough. I'm thinking about having a martini right now, and it feels right.
Mm-hmm. It feels right.
I'm telling you.
If
you put on some, like, you know, Sinatra music, you're golden. That's
gold.
It. Steak. Sammy Davis Jr. sings it to you while you drink that.
Yes. Medium rare steak. Get some juicy bacon appetizer, which is new to America, but very well received. And a martini and Sinatra in the background.
So good.
Jake.
That's it.
We live in such a great country.
Okay,
yeah, sorry.
Actually, both of you, what do you prefer in your martini, gin or vodka?
Gin.
Vodka. I know technically gin is.
I'm on the same boat as you.
No.
It's got to be vodka.
Technically, a real martini is supposed to be
gin.
Yes. But it's bullshit. Vodka.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Vodka, dirty martini, very dirty. Blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh, blue cheese stuffed olives in a gin martini.
You get
Hendrick's.
It.
I want you to go. I'm going to get you guys some
hashtag
gins.
Hashtag class.
That I'm curious about. They do a lot of different gins than the ones you like have heard, like Hendrick's.
I don't like
Sapphire.
Juniper. I don't want juniper
in my
liquor.
There's a bunch of different kinds of gin. Because gin is just, I think it's just infused vodka.
Yes.
And so you can use different things to infuse it. And lately there have been a lot of different people who are doing very different kinds of gin. St. George has like a rye gin. It's real awesome.
Okay. Mm. So this is just Friday night.
Yeah.
We've got a whole weekend.
I think everyone had a full weekend, by the way. It was a great long weekend with a lot of things in it.
Yeah.
So you did.
I totally agree. So I'll just speed up a little bit. Next morning, we all slept at two guys' houses in New Jersey. We grew up in Jersey. I slept on the floor. That was a mistake. I got 5 hours of sleep. Woke up like with pains everywhere. Uh-huh. Like, how am I going to concentrate during the draft? I'm in miserable shape. Anyway, we went and got bagels in the morning, eggs, ham, and American cheese, like a real American. And they said, "You want regular ham or Taylor ham?" I said, "What kind of ham is Taylor ham?" They're like, "It's like circular, like Canadian." I'm like, "Wrong. Regular ham, because we're in America." Mm-hmm. I don't want any of that Canadian bullshit up here or down here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we go get that, and then we go and we do the draft for forever, and it was great, and I have an awesome team. That's a different story. So I'm going to spare you all that.
Thank God.
Who's the best person on your team? Who are you most happy
about?
We'll
talk about it later.
One person. Just want to know one person.
That can of worms is opening up right now.
I traded up from 11 to 8. To get Devontae Freeman.
Nice.
And I love Devontae Freeman. Okay. So then we go and play basketball. And I had 2 3-pointers to win 2 different games. I'm not saying anything except I just said it. And then we went and got subs. I mean, this is like the most all-American weekend of all time. Mm-hmm. Then we went and played football at a local field nearby. Then we played tennis. That got a little French there for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're back to America because we went back and watched the McGregor Mayweather fight at one of the guy's houses, and we're like, should we go Italian or Chinese? And then I had what I would argue is a genius idea. Why not both?
There's no good reason why not both.
And what's more American than pepperoni with extra cheese pizza, two sides of garlic bread, and lo mein?
Noodles are Italian, it's the Marco Polo special.
That's right. And then the fight, of course, took forever to start. And then I have a whole bunch of ideas on the fight, but you know, we can talk about that maybe if we want, and also check out my clip on TYT Sports on that. And then the next day, I go to Freehold to my parents' house. My dad's there. We had such a lovely Sunday together. Mm-hmm. We went and got bagels again in the morning, but this time spicy chicken, mm-hmm. okay, on everything bagel. And no, it's amazing. This one place.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Cream cheese with something spicy is actually quite a nice thing.
You got this thing is amazing. Trust me.
Okay.
I know Jersey bagels. And this place we went inside, it's jam packed.
Yeah.
They're like printing money along with bagels in the back, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it's a great bagel restaurant. Anyway, then my dad and I just sat around and talked about TYT for hours. Normally when we have family gatherings,
yeah.
everybody always tells us to shut up.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, enough with TYT talk. Oh, I can't take it anymore. But there was no one there to stop us. We went for hours and hours. Then we went and got another sub for lunch. And then I went and played ball. So last thing, I don't want to bore you with too many details. When I went to go just shoot around in Freehold, there was a junior high school game of mm-hmm. football or something, and they did the whole long introductions, and you know, Jeff, the touchdown maker McKenzie, mm-hmm. right? Bob, the destroyer Patton, or whatever, right?
That was me in high school doing those announcements, not on the team.
Oh, that's funny. that's gonna lead to one last funny story in a second. And I know that the kids aren't supposed to play football, and they got their overly large heads because kids' heads are larger than their compared to their body than adults. But as I looked at them in their outfits, and it's on a beautiful field on a beautiful weekend, I was like, it's America, it's America. Mm-hmm. I almost wanted to watch the game, right? And they're doing all the announcements, and I'm like, oh, the Freehold Revolution got another first down. I'm like, way to go.
The Freehold Revolution. Yeah. What a great name.
I know, right? So wow. it was wonderful. Look, we talk a lot about the bad sides of what our government does, and it's true. It doesn't, all the things I described doesn't mitigate the bad things, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't excuse the bad things. But the bad things don't also get rid of the good things, right? They don't cancel out the good things. The good things also exist.
Yeah.
And we are really, really lucky. And so we should appreciate that good fortune.
Yeah, I try to remind myself of that regularly, because while the news cycle is terrible and it does have an impact on me because I care about these stories and it, you know, they just affect me. If I just focus specifically on my personal life and pretend as if these stories don't exist, like, things are good, you know? As long as you have, you know, time with your loved ones and your friends, like, those are the moments in life that you have to savor. And I definitely experienced a lot of that this past weekend as well. A couple ladies here at TYT got together with me, and we went to Palm Desert, had a little weekend getaway, which was really fun. And it was just good to reconnect with girlfriends and people from TYT that I love, but you know, don't have to focus on devastating stories with. So it was good. It was a good time. At one point, though, so we did an Airbnb, and we decided instead of going out to dinner one of the nights, like, why don't we cook? We'll have some fun and cook. And we all took like a trip to the grocery store together to pick up the ingredients for dinner, and I got recognized immediately. And So a guy was like, hey, aren't you Anna Kasparian? And I just like did a little joke. I was like, who's Anna Kasparian? And then he was like, but you look like her. And I was like, it's me. Yes, it's me, right?
You took off your glasses. And
by the way, I look like shit. Like I was like, I'm not wearing any makeup. This is gonna be an awesome trip. I'm just gonna look like a homeless person the entire time. Anyway.
They're like, yeah, that's Anna.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Whereas my strategy is to look like a homeless person on this show most of the time by wearing the same sweater.
So then he's
like, so
then
you'll get recognized more easily.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, okay, yes, you do look terrible here, but I know you for looking terrible. Nice.
It fits.
Never let down their expectations.
By the way, that's one of my favorite shirts of yours.
Thank you, yeah. Jewel tones. Good morning.
It looks good. And then he was like, oh, I watch your show all the time. And then I was like, oh, thank you. And then he goes like, how's he doing in regard to you? But he didn't say your name or anything. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, you know why? Because people don't know how to pronounce
it. Yeah.
Oh, probably. But then after that, he was like, yeah, it's kind of funny, actually. Like, I'm a huge Trump supporter, but I watch you guys all the time. And so I went from being like mildly uncomfortable to being extremely uncomfortable. Uh-huh. And Irina was with me. And I love how protective Irina is. Like, she's mama bear.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
She's mama bear. And she was just like, we're gonna get you out of here right now, like right away. And so she was like, Anna, I need you, like whatever. I don't remember what she did, but she got me away from the situation, which was wonderful. And then she just kept an eye out for him, like, oh, because he also asked to take a picture and I said no. And he was like puzzled at the fact that I said no. I was like, I really don't like taking pictures, sorry. And mm-hmm. then he was like, okay, but, and I was like, I just don't wanna take a picture. And mm-hmm. it's like, I don't wanna take a picture. Like
yeah, no, I had this guy take a picture with me and he was apparently does an alt-right podcast or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, you know, sometimes you're nice to people and then they feel like, haha, got you. And so the minute, unfortunately, like that guy probably did mean well. He probably does like the show. He probably mm-hmm. does disagree with us. But like, but some guys will say that stuff and don't, and they're lying. They're Cersei Lannister.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't know when you're gonna get Cersei'd. So that's what creates the issue.
Right. Yeah,
that's why I always carry like 40 or 50 signed headshots just to give to them. You're welcome. Okay. Here's me. And I'm always like this and I take them at Sears.
And that's why I always have the mountain with me.
Just with the mountain?
Yeah.
Shall I?
No, I put this big mask and on Haas.
Yeah.
And then, I put sunscreen on his eyeballs so they turn nice and red like the mountain. No, anyway.
I wonder if they make up the whole mountain's face, the actor, or do they just do this? They gotta just do this.
Yeah, save time.
Just about that big. And so he looks extra creepy when he takes his helmet off.
He's so creepy. Yeah. Anyway, so
okay.
That's it.
So I have, now that led to four other stories, but they're all super quick. One, I watched Game of Thrones with my dad, and so it was such a great episode. And my dad doesn't mean any harm, but he was like, he'll turn around everyone's mouth. What is this? Why this?
I'm like, that's Christian. Yes,
I'm missing the line. I'm sorry.
I know, it's Christian.
You're talking about the cockless army. Shush, shush, shush. It's like, hold on, right? And then they get to the sex scene between Daenerys and Jon Snow, and instead of being able to enjoy it, I'm like, oh, my dad's here. I'm comfortable.
That was so awesome.
Is it weird that I think, spoiler alert, and you know, that, I guess it's not a spoiler. Is it weird that the best part of that scene for me was Jon's butt?
Oh my God!
Like yes! I was like,
yes, Jon that is
Snow's
a nice ass.
Butt is against the law,
dude. His ass is so nice. It was much nicer than I expected it to be.
When women talk about the unattainable standard set forth on magazine covers through Photoshop, that's how I feel about Jon Snow's ass. Mm. It is impossibly like bubbly and strong at the same time.
Bubbly, strong, and looks like it's smooth like butter.
Like, right? Like, I want to touch it. Just like one, like I'll do a pinky just to touch it to see the consistency of his gluteus.
And also,
like, is it firm? Is it soft? Mm. Is it both at the same time?
I am willing to test that out. Okay, I mean, I'm a married woman, so there's nothing sexual about it.
It's just for science.
Didn't he marry Ygritte? Right.
I just, yeah, he did.
Hashtag
how did that
science.
Happen?
Who's Ingrid?
The redhead wildling girl.
Oh, they married in real life?
I think so. Someone said that during the show, and I'm like, shut up.
I think they're engaged, yeah. Okay. I don't know, I could be wrong. Okay. But either way, yes, his ass is really nice.
It's stupid good.
I have no commentary on his ass.
Yeah, you do.
But please get his name right. It's Aegon Targaryen. please.
Yeah.
When I was playing basketball and I was overhearing the football game on the speaker and stuff, two other fantasy football crews showed up.
Yes, because like, it's that weekend.
It's that weekend. Mm-hmm. There's six guys in the beginning, and they're playing basketball in the court next to me. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, one straggler comes in, and they're like, "Where's Smitty?" And then Smitty shows up. They're like, "Hey, Smitty! All right, we could run fours now." And then they went to go play football on the lawn next to us. And then the immigrant fantasy football crew showed up. Mm-hmm. We're like Indians and Persians and stuff, and that's also Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And but everybody's talking about like, "Oh man, I can't believe he went for Leonard Fournette too early. You don't know, man, he's a rookie." Like, all that conversation is buzzing. It was just a perfect weekend.
I'm so happy that football's back.
Yeah.
In general, I watched, like, during the pre-fights, I was watching the Stanford Rice game like this, and everyone's like, "Don't take up the bandwidth." Because I was streaming it at the same time. I'm like, "I don't care, it's 63-4. I don't know.
I saw that they were 3 minutes into the second quarter and Stanford already had a 28-0 lead. And I was like, "Is there a mercy rule in college football?"
And it was in Sydney, Australia, but I'm so happy. Does your fantasy league have a name? Is that how it works? Do you name it? Or what's your name in your team?
Okay. Yeah, so no, I just go by Jank in my old school league. Okay, here's an amazing fact. The old school Jersey League is so old, we are now drafting players that were not born when we did our first draft. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
The league is 22 years old and we drafted some 21-year-olds this weekend.
Wow.
Okay. While we were drafting our first team with Emmitt Smith and Natron Means, somebody was getting pregnant.
Natron Means. I haven't heard that name in
a long time.
I went with Barry Bananas Foster in that first draft.
Natron Means. Yes.
So in my regular draft, no, I'm Cenk, right?
Right.
TYT has a league.
I can't do it.
I know. I don't like to be in two leagues, but they make me do it. And I keep winning, so what can I do? So in that league, I do have a nickname. It's The Conversation.
The Conversation.
You know how they had the situation in Jersey Shore? So I was The Conversation.
God.
And I've been that for the entirety of the TYT league. But I never get frazzled in a draft. But for the TYT league, we draft over the computer, which I hate. And when, like in the fifth round, when it was my turn, my computer froze.
Nice.
And I was like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, it's gonna do an auto pick. I hate this." So, and then I got frazzled. Like, that threw me. And then I'm like picking one of four running backs for the Patriots. I don't know why I'm picking them. You have no fucking idea who's gonna be the real running back for the Patriots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now we're knee deep in it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brett.
I can't do that. Sorry. I watched the fight this weekend. At someone's house, we brought a TV outside onto the front porch. We were in like his house, like down in Manhattan Beach, and it was great. And I was happy to do it. So that was my sports story from this weekend. And I really enjoyed the fight. And for all the people who say that it's a waste of time and money, they're wrong. It was definitely a weird way to spend time and money that I wasn't expecting, but I think it really paid off.
No, everybody's talking about it. It's one of those things, especially for what we do. If everybody's talking about something, we should check it out, or at least that's how I feel. So I watched it, and I'm pissed at McGregor.
Why?
Why?
I didn't see it. I was away, and we had no way of seeing it. So
I'm pissed at him because he ran out of juice, and he had a fighting chance, if you will. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he was, look, I know that Mayweather was doing rope-a-dope, and I know that
he always does that. That's his thing. Was he running? He usually runs.
No.
He was just letting him wail away at him. It's just classic Muhammad Ali. Uh-huh. Because he knew he was going to get tired because he hasn't boxed his whole life. Mm. So he just let him get tired. And in the fifth round, like, McGregor's like, okay. In the ninth round, he's like,
right.
Somebody get me out of here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The ninth round, it was very obvious. Like, at the beginning, you saw McGregor put his hand out to be like, "This is how far I can reach," and let it in. And then when Mayweather got close, he would punch. But by the seventh round, he couldn't extend his arm that much. Mm. Yeah. So he got like this, and Mayweather got real close. And now you can't do that. You just can't do that.
Yeah.
And it was rough. And it was called at the right time. I think.
Yeah, definitely. No, so I'm pissed at him for not training harder. Because if you got outboxed, there's nothing you could do about that. The guys have got a lifetime of boxing experience. But if you got outworked, that sucks.
He also pointed out that he didn't train close up, which is insane. He's like, I had one guy that kind of came close and was like fighting me from kind of close, but then I moved on to a different type of fight. And then it's like, wait a minute, you never considered what it might be like to punch someone who was with shorter arms than you that's close to you?
Yeah. Yeah, for $30 million or 50 or whatever the hell he got. Dude, you should have I know it's hard to get in boxing shape over a couple of months when it takes a whole career. So I'm not unaware of that. But having said that, it was a big, big fight and you talked a lot of smack. Mm-hmm. So you should have backed it up by being in as great a shape as you could have possibly be. If I was McGregor, the first thing I would have thought is not how is he gonna hit me, not any of that, but like, Jesus, 12 rounds?
Yeah.
Right? Anybody would know that you're gonna get absolutely exhausted. That should have been your main focus.
Yeah, but then bring it back to the kinds of things that bring us all together and the positive feelings. Yes, it was a fight, but it was something that everybody was doing. And like afterwards, we were walking down toward like the pier and there was just like this bus of dudes on like someone's birthday that we'd never met before. And everyone was sharing like their personal analysis of the fight. We'd never met, probably never gonna see each other again, but it was a nice feeling to have everybody just randomly be. And then they tried to sell me cocaine, which was nice, but I didn't buy any.
Okay. I like how you had to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but that's right. That goes to the theme of this post game, America. Because that was a campfire that we were all around.
Yeah.
And so we can talk to each other about it. And the way that happened in New Jersey is there was cops everywhere, all over the highways at 1:30 in the morning. Because they're like, we're going to bust everybody who drank and then is driving home. So I've never seen that many cops in my life in New Jersey. And in the middle of the night, they're pulling everybody over, right? Mm-hmm. So, God, they love giving tickets to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Last thing is unrelated to any of this, which is you mentioned nicknames. Mm-hmm. In football, when we were talking about the bruiser, the crusher, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. The only time anybody was ever given a nickname was we had this like homecoming assembly on the football field my senior year. They're introducing every one of the starters with their parents. And the coach is getting everybody a nickname for all the starters. Mm-hmm. And everybody got cool nicknames. I've told this story before, but the other half of it where my parents didn't show up in time. And so everybody got their parents except me. And my mom's late as usual. And then as they're announcing me, my parents are running out of the field. They're like, no, we're here, wait. Right? Anyway, and my football coach didn't like me. And his nickname for me was The Wink.
What?
Jank the Wink?
Yeah, the fuck is that? I don't even, to this day, I don't know why, where the hell he came up with that.
Why didn't he like you?
Because I was smart. Okay, no, I'm being a dick, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Like, he liked knuckle, he liked meatheads. He's like, oh, yeah, Smitty, Clunky, what's going on? Right? And so, I don't know, I would probably ask questions like, why are we running that play? And he's like, do your job, Wink. He's the guy that got in trouble later because he would make everybody pray and that was unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah.
And I defended him because I'm a fair and honest person.
For you, fair and honest.
Okay, all right, we gotta go, guys. Remember, I got an interview coming up in 20 minutes. You guys remember, check it out live. It's with Kurt Bardella, he used to work at Breitbart, drums. All right, see you there.